Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
E-mail.
Vous allez entendre l'expression email, qui signifie electronic mail, courrier électronique. Email. Et répétez. Repeat. Email. Une phrase utile quand il s'agit de email. To check the email. Jeter un coup d'œil sur le courrier électronique. Le vérifier. To check. Le regarder. To check the email. To open your email, l'ouvrir. Let's check our email.
Let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago.
Jetons un coup d'œil sur notre courrier électronique. Si vous n'avez pas une adresse électronique chez vous, il est fort possible que vous avez accès à cette boîte aux lettres sur un site comme Yahoo ou Hotmail et que vous allez vérifier votre adresse e-mail régulièrement lorsque vous vous rendez à un cybercafé, à un cybercafé. Have you checked your email? Avez-vous vérifié votre courrier électronique? You have an email from your friend. Vous avez une lettre électronique d'un ami. Écoutez la conversation qui suit dans un bureau.
Good morning, Max. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Vous avez entendu la façon dont on se dit bonjour le matin dans un bureau. Good morning, Max. Bonjour, Max. How are you today? Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui? Ou bien, comment vas-tu aujourd'hui? Fine, thank you. Bien, merci. And you? Et vous? Et toi? Just fine. Bien. Just fine. C'est littéralement tout simplement bien. Écoutez le reste de la conversation. Listen.
Now let's check our email. We have an email from Susan Shaw in Chicago. Max, she has a question for you. Her question is, do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Une autre façon de demander à quelqu'un d'où il vient ou d'où elle vient, quand on a l'impression d'être presque sûr de l'origine d'une personne, c'est de dire « Do you come from Dakar ?» Vous venez, tu viens de Dakar ? En fait, on s'attend alors à une confirmation. Et vous pouvez répondre positivement « Yes, I do !» ou bien négativement « No, I do not !» En contraction « No, I don't !» I come from Guinea. I don't come from Dakar. Répétez après moi. Do you come from Gabon? No, I don't. I come from Congo. Écoutez, listen. Écoutez, Kathy.
Do you come from Los Angeles?
Do I come from Los Angeles? No, I don't. I come from San Francisco. I don't come from Los Angeles.
Et quand on n'a aucune idée d'où vient une personne, on demande la question générale. Where do you come from? D'où venez-vous? D'où viens-tu? Come from signifie venir de. Where do you come from? C'est assez différent que do you come from Dakar? Vous venez de Dakar? Écoutez, listen.
Where do you come from? I come from San Francisco. Where do you come from?
I come from New York.
Where do you come from? I come from California. Where do you come from?
I come from the U.S.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. C'est un officier des douanes qui va bientôt à la retraite. Pendant des années, il a vu un homme traverser la frontière à bicyclette, un grand sac derrière lui. Perplexe, il veut percer le mystère du grand sac à l'arrière du vélo. Écoutons leur conversation. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. 2. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Vous apprendrez enfin comment utiliser en anglais le present perfect. Nous allons écouter ce conversation.
Stop, old man. Get down off your bicycle.
Hello again, officer.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
And I've seen you standing at the border, stopping me every time and asking me to get down for years.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Bantuka. I have relatives on the other side of the border.
What is in the big bag today?
I bought some presents for my people, plus some newspapers, some old clothes, old shoes.
Every time I have checked inside the big bag, you carry on your bicycle. Every time, nothing.
And every time, I haven't given you the same answer.
Is that the truth? You're not smuggling anything?
Of course it's the truth. I'm not smuggling anything in my bag.
Come on, old man. I just know you're a smuggler. I'm about to retire. Can you please tell me the whole truth?
You really haven't noticed yet?
No. What have you been smuggling all this time?
Bicycles. They are cheaper in Bantuka. I cross the border with an old bicycle, buy a new one in Bantuka, and ride it back to the big city to sell it there.
Ya Allah, how could I not notice that?
Easy. You only notice the big bag.
Sorry, old man. Now I know your smuggling strategy. Give me the bicycle.
No, I'm sorry, officer. This is my old bicycle.
Vous avez entendu l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. L'officier des douanes voulait savoir ce que l'homme à la bicyclette cachait dans le gros sac. L'énoncé 2 est faux. L'homme à la bicyclette trafiquait les marchandises contenues dans le grand sac. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce que l'homme à la bicyclette transportait dans le gros sac? Des cadeaux, des journaux, de vieux habits et de vieilles chaussures. 2. Que trafiquait-il en réalité? Des bicyclettes. 3. Pourquoi les achetait-il à Bantuka? Parce qu'elles coûtent moins cher à Bantuka. Écoutez et répétez ces phrases que vous avez entendues dans la conversation.
I have seen you crossing this border for years.
I have seen you standing at the border.
I have checked inside the big bag.
I bought some presents.
Ces phrases sont au present perfect. Elles expriment des actions passées qui ont un lien avec le présent. On forme le present perfect en conjuguant l'auxiliaire to have au présent suivi du participe passé du verbe. Voilà d'autres exemples. He has caught the old man. The villagers have sold bicycles. We haven't heard the music. Vous avez suivi la conversation entre l'officier des douanes et le vieil homme. Vous avez découvert le mystère du grand sac, ou plutôt celui de la bicyclette. Et vous savez utiliser le present perfect, n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Ici Michel Joseph. Hello, I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait! Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h temps universel sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com et en ondes courtes le samedi et le dimanche à 20h temps universel. Ne ratez pas English USA! Au cours de notre prochaine leçon d'English USA, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite le parc national de Yellowstone. Il demande à des touristes ce qu'ils aiment et ce qu'ils n'aiment pas. Vous apprendrez aussi à exprimer ce que vous n'aimez pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Guide, votre guide. I'm your guide. Je suis votre guide. We're going to walk. On va marcher. We're going to walk. Please stay together. Restez ensemble, s'il vous plaît. Please stay together. Please stay with me. Restez avec moi. Stay. Restez. I like the park. I like the forest. I like the mountains. I like the rivers. I don't like cities. Je n'aime pas les villes. I don't like bugs. Je n'aime pas les insectes. Bugs. C'est un terme général pour tous les insectes. Bugs. I don't like bugs. What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
Good morning. I'm Judy. I'm your guide. This is Martin. He is a reporter. He's writing a story about visitors to the park. He's going to ask some questions.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We are going to walk for 3 hours this morning. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah. Please stay together. I want to see all of you. Let's go.
Judy, do you like your work?
Of course. I like the country. I like the forest. I like the mountains and the rivers. I like the clean air.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't like cities. I don't like hot places.
When did you come here?
4 years ago. I lived in Denver for 2 years. I didn't like Denver. It's a very big city.
Do you like being a guide?
Very much. I'm outside all day. I don't like being inside.
Where do you live?
I live near the park. Please, stay with me.
I'm going to talk to some of the other people. See you later. Hi. Is this your first visit to the park?
Yes, it is.
Do you like parks?
Yes, we like parks. We live in the east, but we like the parks in the west. This is my wife.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you like here?
I like the animals.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people.
There are many people.
I don't like the bugs.
What don't you like?
I don't like camping.
But I like camping. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Men like camping.
I don't.
Il y a des choses, des événements, des activités ou des gens qu'on n'aime pas. Écoutez bien comment on dit « je n'aime pas ». « I don't like ». C'est la contraction de « I do not like ».« I don't like ». Rappelez-vous, avec un verbe, « I don't like camping ». I don't like walking. I don't like talking. Ou bien, l'infinitif du verbe, I don't like to camp. I don't like to walk. I don't like to talk.
I don't like cities. I don't like hot places. I don't like Denver. I don't like being inside.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people. I don't like bugs. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Répondez, yes, I like, si vous aimez quelque chose. No, I don't like, si vous n'aimez pas. Essayons ensemble. Do you like camping? Aimez-vous le camping? Yes, I like camping. Do you like bugs? No, I don't like bugs. Do you like cities? Aimez-vous les cités? No, I don't like cities. Do you like the country? Aimez-vous la campagne? No, I don't like the country. Do you like walking? Yes, I like walking. No, I don't like walking. Allez-y maintenant, répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner.
Do you like camping? Do you like bugs? Do you like cities? Do you like the country? Do you like walking? Thank you for your time. See you later.
Okay.
Hello. How are you?
I don't like walking.
Don't you like the park?
I love the park, but I don't like walking. I like driving.
She doesn't like walking. She likes sitting.
He doesn't like the park. He likes cities.
See you later.
What do you like? Encore une fois, qu'aimez-vous? What do you like? C'est très simple. Vous répondez. I like the country. J'aime la campagne. I like forests. J'aime les forêts. I like rivers. J'aime les rivières. I like to walk. Avec un verbe, le verbe se met à l'infinitif. Ou bien, I like walking.
I like this.
It's beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is. Look at the fish.
Do you like fishing?
Yes, I do.
I don't like fishing. I like walking. I like moving. I don't like sitting.
I don't like fishing. I can't talk. I like talking.
Are we going to sit here?
Let's watch the river.
Utilisons I don't like avec le verbe être, to be. I don't like being late. Je n'aime pas être en retard. Répétez après moi. I don't like being late. I like being outside. J'aime être dehors. I like being outside. I don't like being inside. Je n'aime pas être à l'intérieur. Inside. I don't like being inside. I don't like being late. I like being outside. I don't like being inside. Encore une fois. I don't like being late. Je n'aime pas être en retard. I like being outside. J'aime être dehors. I don't like being inside. Vous devriez à présent pouvoir exprimer assez facilement ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas. Exercez-vous à haute voix en pensant à vos activités régulières et à votre goût de certaines choses.
Bienvenue à l'Anglais Express. On va parler des mots qui peuvent avoir un sens contraire en anglais selon leur emploi. Et encore une fois, ce n'est que le contexte de la phrase qui fait la différence. Buckle, to connect, to hook up, boucler ou attacher. En gros, l'idée, c'est d'assembler quelque chose. To buckle. To buckle, c'est aussi to break or to collapse, se casser ou s'effondrer. Et en gros, l'idée, cette fois-ci, c'est celle de la séparation, de séparer quelque chose. Par exemple, buckle your seatbelt. Attache ta ceinture de sécurité ou bien attachez vos ceintures de sécurité. Autre sens de buckle, buckle your sandals. Boucle tes sandales, bouclez vos sandales. Et dans le sens contraire, c'est-à-dire quand il y a un détachement ou une séparation, vous avez l'exemple. The bridge buckled in the earthquake. Le pont s'effondra lors du séisme. Autre exemple. My legs buckled under the weight of the load. Mes jambes ont lâché sous le poids du fardeau. Et voilà pour l'Anglais Express. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have with me
Daniel Grafton.
And you can find us on Facebook sur Facebook Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. Today we're going to look at the five senses. How should we define senses, Dan, just before we start looking at them all?
How we sense the world.
How we sense the world, that means how we see.
Feel, hear, touch, and taste.
Exactly, wow, okay. So these are the five ones that are, of course, manifest physically,
right? That's
right?
The easiest way to put it.
Because there are some senses that are invisible, I believe. But we're not going to go there because that's a bit complicated. We're going to deal with the five senses that we can actually, you know...
Explain.
Explain. The others we cannot explain. So I'm going to start with sight, Dan.
Right.
Which, of course, for our listeners, sight, it comes from the eyes and it comes from the verb to see, voir, la vue. So sight...
Right.
What do you think about sight, Dan? Do you see me?
I do, and it makes me feel really good to see you.
Okay, and I see you too.
And that's what sight does. It makes people experience the person in front of them.
Okay, so of course...
What's going on around them.
But all around us.
Right.
Sight, I mean, what we see with our eyes, it's indescribable, you know. And when people cannot see, what do you call those...
Blind.
So when
aveugle.
So if you can't see, you are blind. But if you can see, it's a blessing. Sometimes we need help to see. And I think you and I are wearing help here.
We're both wearing
glasses.
I can't even see the pictures here without the help.
And the glasses help improve our sight. To improve means to better. We see better with the glasses on. Okay, so what goes along with seeing, Dan? There are some other verbs that are similar that have to do with sight.
Well, watching at people, looking at people.
Watching and looking, to watch and to look.
Look at a sports event.
Look at a sports event.
Look at
watching
soccer.
TV.
Yeah, watch TV.
And, you know, just all of this is part of seeing.
Watch people on the street.
Yes, people love people watching.
Oh, yeah, I love to people watch.
So this is all about sight.
Anything else you can add about sight?
It's important.
Sight is important. It's huge. And, you know, when they say sight unseen, what does that mean?
Sight unseen. Maybe it's like ESP or something. I don't know.
We don't know.
No.
But anyway, for all of us who have sight and some of us need improved sight, we wear glasses.
Glasses.
Well, good luck to us who can see, and that's it. We share something wonderful, those who have sight.
We see the mountains and the sky and the grass. And
nature.
And the streams and the mountains and
people, beautiful sights, you know. Thank God for sight. All right, that leaves us with sight, and we are going to go to another sense, again with Dan. See you in a few minutes for the next sense. Talking about the senses without which we would have a difficult time just kind of orienting ourselves and getting around and being happy human beings.
These are very happy things.
Yes, very happy. And I see that we have put down hearing.
One of my favorites.
Hearing is just indescribable because hearing is to do with the ears, right?
Great music.
Great music. He's going to music, but I'm talking about essentials here. It's not just about music. With hearing, which is the sense of hearing, we have the verb to hear.
Right.
We have the verb to listen.
Right.
And what is associated with hearing, Dan?
Hearing everything around us, the birds in the trees.
The birds in the trees, okay. Right. These are sounds, right?
And people playing music on the street.
Yes.
And or in a concert.
Music can be loud. That's something that you can qualify music for. Loud, it can be loud.
Or soft.
Or soft. Okay.
But it can always be beautiful or not.
Oh, music is absolutely beautiful. And I think just voices are also
certain
beautiful.
Voices.
Certain voices are beautiful. And this is all a part of hearing. And when a person cannot hear, they are
deaf.
Deaf. So a person who cannot hear is a deaf person. Or you call them a non-hearing person.
What a shame.
It is. It is. A loss if you cannot hear.
Because the world is full of sounds.
Yes. And of course, people who cannot hear have probably alternate ways of, you know, their senses are going to compensate for that lack of hearing.
The eyes will compensate. Touch will compensate.
Exactly.
For that.
But hearing and ears are absolutely precious, and we're very thankful for them, those of us
yes.
who have hearing. All right, so we'll leave you there with hearing. Let me put my ears back on, and we'll get back to you for the next set. Vous présente Learning English, un programme entièrement en anglais pour vous aider à vous familiariser avec cette langue. La lecture posée, les phrases et le vocabulaire ont été spécialement choisis pour faciliter la compréhension de l'anglais parlé. Rendez-vous tous les soirs à 21h30 TU après English USA sur FM.